Welcome to episode 3 of the Wide Right Podcast with Max Marrero
and Nick Butts.
So we're finally here. Championship Saturday is over, and we finally know who the two matchups are for the college football playoff.
That's right. We know the top four. We've waited all season for this, and I think we're in for a treat here.
Absolutely. What have you thought about the season as a whole so far?
I think this was actually one of the best seasons we've had in the past 3 or 4 years. I think a lot of people enjoyed seeing the fall of Alabama this year. Having some different teams in there like LSU and, it was definitely just more entertaining all around.
Absolutely. Well, the fact that Alabama's not in the playoff is huge in itself.
It's interesting.
I mean, exactly. So let's get right into the two matchups. Let's start with number one, LSU. So actually, they did get bumped up over Ohio State for their dominant win over Georgia.
Yeah, and well-deserved.
Absolutely. Their offense looks stellar. Their defense has picked it up.
They have, no doubt.
What do you think about their performance in that game?
I really thought it could have gone either way, and I was so wrong. LSU showed that they were the most complete team, clearly the better team than Georgia, and probably the best team in the country right now. They're playing at a very high level, higher than they've played all season, which is really saying something.
That's crazy.
They completely shut down Georgia, and they had no trouble scoring on what was supposedly the best defense in the country.
Not at all. So number one LSU is going to be playing number four Oklahoma in Atlanta. In their first semifinal game. Who do you like in that game?
I got to go with the Tigers here. I mean, I think Oklahoma's a very good team. A lot of stuff had to happen for them to get into the playoff. Things worked out in their favor, and they got that four spot again. They're playing LSU. Could be a high-scoring affair, but I think LSU, at the end of the day, is just the better, more complete team, and they'll end up moving on, beating Oklahoma.
So here's how I think of it. I think LSU will and should win, but I think it'll be a close game. I expect it to be an offensive shootout. Despite the fact that LSU's defense is playing better, I just think given the two-star offenses and the fact that Jalen Hurts is a man on a mission, he's been in the playoff countless times. He's proven it all. He's a senior. His last playing season, he wants to prove something. I think he's not going out without a fight. So I think it'll be a close, high-scoring affair. I think LSU should edge them out. But in all honesty, would you be that surprised if Oklahoma could pull it off?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. I'll say that. I would not be surprised if Oklahoma won, but I'm just saying LSU should win.
They should.
But you're definitely right. Jalen Hurts has been playing with a chip on his shoulder all season long. His goal was to win a championship on his own, and he's this close to achieving that goal. He made the playoffs. Alabama didn't. That's huge in itself for him.
Sure.
And he's facing LSU is nothing new to him.
No.
So I don't think they'll have much trouble moving the ball on LSU, honestly. But it's just if a matter of maybe if they could stop Joe Burrow and LSU.
I think exactly. I don't know if that defense can contain that offense, that the Oklahoma defense can contain LSU's offense. But I do know that given the way that LSU's defense has stepped it up, I think they are more than capable of having a better chance at containing Oklahoma's offense. But I do think that Jalen Hurts should move the ball easily, like you said. And he's a man on the mission. Yeah. He's determined to prove the doubters wrong.
Throw out a final score prediction.
Oof. I would say it's probably in the 30s. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be a shootout. I would say 33-28.
Okay.
33-28.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Close.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with 41-31.
Wow.
LSU.
Wow.
41-31. Go Tigers. So,
as Coach O would say.
That's right.
So, next game. This one is very dear to us because our school's involved.
Oh, my goodness.
How about them Tigers? How about them Tigers?
How about them Tigers?
So, we have number two Ohio State, who, let's talk about their semifinal game, had a little bit of a shocker of a first half against Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh man. Wisconsin had them on the ropes.
Did you think Wisconsin had a chance? I thought they did.
You never want to. You know, if you have watched Ohio State this season, you know they're good enough to never be counted out, even when they're down. And they hadn't really faced adversity like that all season. I mean, Wisconsin had them, but Wisconsin let up, and Ohio State made those halftime adjustments and you know won the game pretty easily in the second half.
I think Ohio State proved to the country why they are considered the most complete football team. Through that second half comeback, the offense looked amazing. The defense stepped it up. Some would argue that Wisconsin, you know, isn't a true test to Ohio State, but I would disagree. I think that a performance like that tells you a lot about a team. It tells you a lot about their character.
Being able to come back from two scores down in any game is huge, especially on that stage, though. Justin Fields showed that he's a true leader, and he's led this team to the playoff in an undefeated season.
For sure.
Best they've looked. I mean, they've looked good over the past few years, but this year they're scary.
They are.
So, this matchup, though, is... in my opinion, definitely, it's the best matchup we've seen all season. As far as the two most complete team in the,
it's the most balanced game of this. Season.
Yeah, I think it's the most evenly matched game. I think it should end up being the most entertaining game of the season. That being said, I think it's going to come down to experience, mm-hmm. who's been there before, and you know who's been there before.
Sure,
Dabo, Brent, Trevor. They've all been to the playoff before. This is nothing new to the Clemson Tigers. And I'm not going to say it's going to be a repeat of what happened in the Fiesta Bowl 3 years ago, but I think Clemson will get it done. I think it should be a tight game, though. Okay.
Well, before we get into the game prediction, I want to talk about that ACC championship for Clemson.
Okay.
Wow. that was a much of a contest.
What'd you expect?
That's true.
You know.
But I feel like that's Clemson sending a message as well to the country, saying, yeah. "Don't doubt us. Don't, just because we've had an easy schedule." Which, to be honest, and this is not bias, is it their fault that they had an easy schedule?
It's not. It's completely not. I mean, if you look at the conference schedule, like, there's nothing they can do about that. They can't control who they play in conference. And then, but if you look at the out of conference schedule, scheduling Texas A&M was a pretty good move. Texas A&M, unfortunately, just didn't turn out to be what everyone thought they were going to be. And then you've got the yearly game against South Carolina. So you've got two SEC teams on the out-of-conference schedule right there. And then of course, they had Charlotte and Wofford, which, you know, a group of five team is acceptable. But and then
okay, but Alabama plays group of five teams all the time.
What people don't understand about Clemson playing FCS teams is that they play a different FCS team in state each year, and it helps, and they give them a bunch of money, and it really helps out,
right.
You know, the local schools. So
absolutely,
you know, supporting each other. It's basically a charity game.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, I mean, both teams going into this game came off of impressive wins. I think it'll be a close one once again. Honestly, I don't see either one of these two games, Ohio State, Clemson, LSU, Oklahoma, being a blowout at all. I think it'll be. No, I think both games should be competitive. Should be close.
I agree.
But as much as people at Clemson don't like me for this take, I'm gonna have to say Ohio State's gonna edge out Clemson on this one.
I'm gonna have to say you're delusional, but carry on.
So let me give you my argument. So with experience, it's undoubtedly on the side of Clemson. I agree with that perspective entirely. But I think that given the fact that Ohio State and Clemson, that Clemson has such a one-sided history, recent history with Ohio State when they play. 2016, they beat them 31-0
yes.
in the playoff, right?
Beautiful.
Sure.
What a moment.
Point being, Ohio State's going to look at that and say, we don't want our program to look to be embarrassed by Clemson again mm-hmm. on the national stage. They're going to come out guns blazing. Nice. They have all the confidence in the world. They have the coaching. They have the all-around talent to make
it. Do they have the coaching?
I think so.
Do they?
I'm on the Ryan Day hype train.
Okay.
He's proven to me that he's competent enough to lead that program to riches. But that's beside the point. My point is, I just think that they're going to be determined as a program to send a message to the country by beating Clemson. As much as I would prefer to see Clemson win personally, I just think that Ohio State is going to edge them out.
Well, we'll see about that one. Max. We'll see about that one.
What do you think?
Look, I mean, I think people, I mean, Clemson is slept on. People are definitely sleeping on them going into this game. You know, we're ready. Clemson's been ready all year. They've gone through 13 games, haven't faced much of a challenge, removed that UNC game. And they're hungry. They're ready to beat up on someone good, ready for all that noise and the media to go away. And then they're going to be on to LSU, the national championship. So
that's all right.
My take.
All right. So we're split on that game.
Final score prediction?
Okay. I don't see this one being as much of a shootout as LSU, Oklahoma. 28-21.
Okay.
28-21, Ohio State.
Wow. We'll take 34-27, Clemson.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think it will be a little bit more high scoring?
Some points.
Okay.
Some points. It'll be a little slow in the first half, I think.
Okay.
Pick it up in the second half.
Sure.
Yeah. It'll be tight.
So, do you want to touch on the New Year's Six games?
We could.
All right. So, let's do that. So, what's the first one that pops into your head?
The Cotton Bowl, for me.
Yes.
Memphis and Penn State.
That's a good game.
Yeah, that's a little appetizer to the two playoff games that day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that game's at noon, and then the playoffs start at 4. Yeah, so once again, we've got a team from the Group of Five that actually, in my opinion, has a legitimate shot at winning their New Year's Six game. What are your thoughts?
I definitely think they do. It's Mike Norvell's farewell game.
Well, he's I don't believe he's coaching.
Oh, is he not?
I believe not.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Oh, so I take that back.
Yeah.
But I do think that Memphis has proven that they are indeed a legitimate strong team.
For sure.
And I think they will compete. I don't know if they'll win that game. But I do think that they'll definitely compete and make it interesting.
Yeah.
I think Penn State should and will win. I don't know if you agree with that. But I do think that Memphis will make it competitive.
I'd like to pick Memphis to win. But at the same time, I don't know too much about Memphis this year. I know they're a very talented team. They've beaten some good teams within their conference.
Yeah.
Their best win, though, at the end of the day, is a 5-point win over Ole Miss. So they haven't really played anyone too good other than, you know, Cincinnati and those.
Yeah.
Penn State, though, slightly underperformed, maybe, this season. They could have beaten Minnesota.
I would agree.
They could have beaten Minnesota. I honestly
well,
don't
I guarantee
know.
You, I guarantee, well, actually, I don't know if I
we,
can guarantee
We really don't
it,
know but. How good Penn State is, to
yeah.
be honest. Memphis could expose them.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the Tigers here.
Interesting
I wanna pick Memphis.
Pick.
I mean, it happens. Memphis could be the new UCF.
Ooh.
Maybe.
I like that.
Yeah.
What I was going to mention is, I was going to say it was a guarantee, but nothing's a guarantee in college football.
Okay.
But I definitely think that if that Minnesota game was played at Penn State, I think it'd be a different story.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
You know, for a wideout game,
yeah.
Just that atmosphere.
Maybe.
It would be interesting. So another game to touch on. I think we kind of know the result of this game, in all honesty, but we have the Orange Bowl. Florida against Virginia.
Arguably the worst matchup
yeah.
of the New Year's Six.
Yeah.
That being said, I think Virginia is very capable of winning this game. Virginia is a good team. They've been fairly inconsistent within their four losses. Florida, maybe they underperformed again.
I agree.
They lost their two biggest games of the season, so they got stuck in the Orange Bowl. They're favored by 14. They're going to be playing in front of a very, very predominant UF home crowd.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not. I can't imagine Virginia fans travel too well. So Florida should win this game, but I wouldn't be surprised if Virginia gave him a bit of a fight.
Okay,
could be interesting.
I can totally understand that, but I think, you know. I think Florida's going to win this game.
You think so?
I think it's not to say that Virginia won't make it interesting because you never know what happens in a bowl game. Anything could happen, but I think it's a pretty predictable winner in this one.
You think so?
So another interesting one. This one has everyone talking about it is the Citrus Bowl in Orlando.
Yeah.
You got Michigan against Alabama. So
Alabama not in the playoff?
Nope.
Nope. Are they in the New Year's Six?
Nope.
Citrus Bowl.
Citrus Bowl.
Well, at least they get to take out some anger on Michigan.
Oh, yeah. I think even with Mac Jones playing some questionable football, I do think that Alabama should take care of business against Michigan.
I don't see why they would have an issue here. That being said, if Jim Harbaugh somehow were to win this game, that would be pretty big.
That would be
for
huge.
The program. If Jim Harbaugh could notch a win against a slightly down but still good Alabama Nick Saban coach team, he'd put himself in pretty good company there. So
absolutely,
yeah. I mean, that could save his job. So it's actually a big game. That being said, Alabama will probably win by about 3 touchdowns. But you never know.
You do never know. Rose Bowl this year is looking great. Wisconsin against Oregon. Two very interesting teams. Oregon, they're the team that bothers me the most in the sense that if they didn't lose that game to Arizona State, it would be a whole other discussion. They would be in the playoff.
Imagine them as a 4 seed playing LSU. Wow. What a phenomenal game.
That would have been a great game.
But they get to prove themselves in the Rose Bowl, and I think this will be the game, Max, that Oregon proves that it's back.
Okay. You know, I totally buy that.
Apparently people thought Texas was back after the Sugar Bowl. Was not the real deal.
No.
Oregon is the real deal. They're about to go 12-2 with a Rose Bowl win. They'll finish in the top 5, most likely.
I'll
the future
totally,
is bright.
Absolutely.
Eugene. And I am excited for this game. I think it'll be very competitive, but I think I envision like a lower scoring battle here, maybe 24-21 in favor of Oregon. And if they ink one out close, then that'll be big for their program.
I have to agree with you. I definitely think Oregon has a message to send. I think they will win this game.
Wisconsin's favored by 3. Actually.
Are they?
Interesting.
That is interesting. I am going to have to disagree with that. I think Oregon is so enraged as a team that they're not in the playoff. And I think that they're going to prove the world why they feel like they should be.
Yeah.
So last game I want to touch on is the Sugar Bowl this year in New Orleans.
Of course.
Georgia against Baylor.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hey, I mean, this is, you know, say what you want about Georgia. This is a big game for both of them. Georgia lost in the Sugar Bowl last year to Texas. I don't think they're going to mess around this year. That being said, Baylor, you know, they got a little unlucky against Oklahoma
twice this year.
If those two games would have gone differently, then their season would be looking a whole lot different right now. But they still landed in the Sugar Bowl. They have a chance to finish 12-2.
I mean, let's just talk about the comeback as a program.
Yeah, it's great, and you love to see it for Baylor.
Absolutely.
After everything that happened there, I think the future is very bright. And if they can win this game, then a lot of national attention is going to shift over to Baylor, and the people are going to start to notice them.
So who do you think is going to win this game?
I'd have to say UGA.
I agree.
Talent-wise, I think they've got it. Defensively, I don't know if Baylor's going to really be able to move the ball on them.
They're down to their third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
Who, to be fair, had a pretty solid second half. He had a great second half.
Yeah, he made a few throws and, you know, put him in position to win.
Absolutely.
Came up just a little bit short. And yeah, no, I think UGA, both two pretty good defenses.
Yeah.
Pretty low scoring game. I think UGA will pull it out, though. It'll be their type of game.
Sure. So kind of lower tempo.
Yeah, battle in the trenches.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Lots of running. So.
Yeah. So, well, thank you guys for tuning into episode 3. Nick, thanks for being on here, per usual.
For sure.
We're looking forward to a good playoff. I mean, we're going to obviously analyze the games as more news comes out and as time goes on, because we still have some time to play with.
For sure. Touch on some other bowl games, maybe.
Absolutely.
But the bowl season goes on.
Please continue to tune in. We're having a lot of fun doing this, and we hope you guys have a lot of fun listening to it. So
absolutely.
Catch you in episode 4.
All right.